Welcome back to the Baseballer Show, guys. This is your 30 minutes of baseball bliss. We're going to dive into the All-Star Game, and boy, is there a lot to talk to you about today. Cenk, how are we doing today, man?
Excited to chop it up. The boys are popping, as always. Hey, guys, make sure you follow us on Spotify. Tap that bell to turn on your notifications. Starting us off, as always, we've got the Baseballer Blitz. Home run if you like it. Strikeout if you don't. Diamondbacks are going to be sellers at the deadline.
This one's tough, but I'm going strikeout. If I'm the GM, I think I'm selling. But Mike Hazen, look at it the last 2 years. The Diamondbacks, they've been kind of the same team. They were under 500 by a couple games, barely missed the playoffs 2 years ago. Under 500, around 500, I think, at that deadline type of time. And they came out to make the World Series. So I think from the GM's perspective, he's like, we're going to run for this thing. Might be a little weird because you have so many candidates that you could have, where you have Josh Naylor, Eugenio Suarez, Zach Gallen, Merrill Kelly, all are on like last years of their deal. But I think the Diamondbacks are going to go for it. They have a really good team. They just got to stay healthier than they have been, but strikeout. All right. O'Neill Cruz just announced that he is going to be in the Derby. I think that's pretty exciting. What do you think? Is he a home run Derby favorite, home run or strikeout?
Grand slam, brother, man. Dude hits balls 123 miles per hour. These balls are going to be extra juice. And they're going to throw it right where he wants it. This guy's deadly. I think it's going to be a firework show. He's going to compete with Josh Hamilton back in the day. Likes like Vladdy Jr. It's going to be really exciting. And he just might hit a ball over 500 feet with those EVs.
I believe it.
The Nationals made the right move cleaning house.
I'm going to go strikeout, but hear me out. I think it's like a Phil Cuzzy outside corner strikeout call right there. If you saw that, it was pretty atrocious. But regardless, why I think that is just because of how close it is to the draft. They must have a good game plan, I guess. I think it's kind of funky right before the draft. I get why. I don't think it's a bad decision to clean the house because, I mean, it's time. But things are starting to turn around a little bit on that side of things. I think they have a lot of promise over there. Does the record show it? No, but you have James Wood, CJ Abrams, Dylan Cruz is there. There's potential there. They must just see something that they want to change. They want to get moving forward that direction. So I say strikeout, but it's such a close one. But are the Braves broken? What do you think, Cenk? Home run or strikeout?
Home run. And I hate saying that because I'm a hometown kid. To 13 games back, there's no fire. Unfortunately, the great Ronald Acuna is not enough. Yeah. This isn't a cold streak. It's kind of like a free fall, man. They really look a shell of themselves last year. I think one thing that they are missing is like that veteran presence. I know they got Olsen. He's been in the game for a while, but a guy like Freddie Freeman that they had before brings a great presence and almost balances that clubhouse. So I think they're missing an element like that. Maybe a few other things, but gonna have to go home run on that one. All-star legend pick, yay or nay?
I hate this, but it's a wind-aided home run. It's a wind-aided home run. It's a home run just sneaking across pesky pole. You love it because you get to have that like send-off for Clayton Kershaw. You get to have that send-off for like players like Miguel Cabrera or like Derek Jeter in his last year. I like it, but I don't love it. I mean, I really don't love it. It just feels like, you know, it's an all-star game. And I know it's a legend. This might be a hot take, but I just like your all-stars need to be there. Clayton Kershaw is not an all-star this year. So he's going to be a part of it. So again, I said wind-aided bomb. I'll say yes. I'm cool with it. Just don't love it. It's one of those. It's like, love it if you strike out or love it if it's a home run, strike out if you don't. I don't love it, but I would feel too bad to say strike out on this. So I'm going to go wind-aided bomb.
All right. This is the top five segment. Drew has named the league leaders in a certain category of my choosing. Ooh. He's got three strikes or he's out.
What do you got for me?
DR, top five league leaders in caught stealing. Hit me.
Oh, caught stealing. Mm-hmm. So that's tough because it's like you got to think that the players who are stealing a lot of bags are getting caught. I'm going to go O'Neill Cruz. What? Okay, so he's got 28 bags and hasn't gotten caught a lot. All right, I'm just going to use my same logic. I know it sounds like bad logic, but like if they're stealing a lot of bags, they're going to get caught. Let's go Caballero.
Yes, sir.
Okay, where is he at?
He is number 3 on the list.
Okay, number 3 on the list. Okay, sweet. So that's good logic. So a lot of stolen bags. I don't think PCA would be there, man. He doesn't get caught a ton. I've watched a lot of PCA. I don't think he gets caught. He does get caught, though. And what did do you have a number? Do you have a number? Can you give me a number that that Caballero had? How many caught
stolen? Caballero has, let's see here. Caballero has, oh, my screen's freezing on me.
You're good. That's all right. I'll figure it out. But like, I'm not going to cheat. I'm not going Baseball Reference. I'm not going to go any further than that. I'm trying to think. I remember earlier in the year.
I got you. Caballero, 7.
Oh, caught. 7. Okay. I feel like, dude, I remember when we were looking up Michael Franco earlier in the year. Michael Franco, I think he got caught like 6 times already at that point. So I'm going to go Michael Franco.
He is the league leader. Congratulations. We are.
What is it? What's the league? What's league lead?
With 9.
9. 9. Mm-hmm. That's crazy. Oh, and I know, dude, there's been a lot of people chirping at Anthony Volpe. I just know that the people have been chirping Volpe. I'm just going to go Volpe.
You would be correct.
Stop.
He's actually tied with Caballero at 7.
Okay, so I got 1 and then the 2 ties. Oh, this is going to be tough. And that's 7.
Yep.
Oh, man, I think it's going to be tough from here. I'm going to go – I'll just go PCA, just naturally.
PCA is not in there.
I'm happy.
That, man?
I'm happy about it. Oh, man. Let's see. One more guess. Let's have one more guess. Who else is getting a lot of bags? I'm going to need a hint. I'm at 2 strikes. Give me one more guess. I'm going to think of a speedster. Who is erratic with his decision making. Let's go. I don't think this would be erratic with his decision making. Let's just go Byron Buxton.
Byron Buxton is not in the top 5. He's actually not even found in the top
10. Yeah, I bet. That was a bad guess. I just wanted to throw one out there. Wasn't prepared. Yeah. This is on me.
I mean, you're on the right track with the young guys, though.
Young guys. James Wood.
Let me give you a little hint.
Okay, help me.
His father was a big leaguer.
So a junior. Is it not a junior?
Not a junior. Notable big leaguer. First overall pick.
Bo Bichette?
No, sir.
Okay. Another big leaguer. Help me out. I need a little bit more. What's that?
Baltimore.
Jackson Holiday.
Yes, sir.
Okay, Jackson. Where is he at?
He is number 2 on the list.
Okay, so I just need a tie for 5th, right?
Yes.
Okay, and then give me another hint.
Let's see. Really, really small guy.
Altuve.
Yes, sir.
Okay, really? He's still trying to swipe bags?
Yeah.
That's crazy, yeah, bro. 6. That's crazy. Man. He's got 6. Okay, I'm not terribly upset. I'm pumped about the Michael Franco. I'm pumped about that. I'm not going to lie. I'm really surprised. What I'm also pumped for, Jenk, is our Tinder swipes segment. I love us talking about Tinder. I think we've confirmed that they are not a sponsor of us. We are a sponsor of them. Today, guys, we're talking about the future Hall of Famers. Talk to me a little bit about your Tinder experience, Jake. I know we bring this up, but tell me your personal opinion, your personal feelings towards Tinder. Our sponsor, not really, but our sponsor.
Yes, we sponsor them, just for clarity. I'll just give you guys some advice. If you're listening to the show right now and you're a single dude and you're smacking your stuff around using Jill every night, go ahead,
Using Jill, that's crazy. I remember 8th grade.
Go ahead, hop on Tinder. They got this little paid feature. It's called Boost. It's going to throw you out to all the honeys out there. And I'm telling you, hot leads. You're going to close on them, okay? You're going to get a few matches, all right? You're going to close on them. And if you got a little game before, you don't have to have a whole lot of game. Just, you know, be a little forward. Do your thing. Yeah.
100%. Bro, think about it. Like, dude, people laugh like you're going to spend $40 a month on Tinder, but it's like you're going to go to the bar, get 3-4 drinks just to try to see somebody. Boom. Look at that.
Yeah. And then you got Ubers, and then you got all the rejection. You got the sleep you lose. It's not worth it.
Worth it.
It's not a high value decision.
Hit us, Cenk.
First on the list, we got Jacob DeGrom.
Oh, man. I'm a swipe left. I'm a swipe left on him. I don't think that he's a future Hall of Famer. He, for sure, the eye test is there, guys. No question. But we've seen this before where Tim Lincecum, Johan Santana, they come to my mind when I think about players that were the best, you know, multiple Cy Youngs, dominant as hell, some of the best pitchers that we've ever seen. DeGrom is in that like enchelon of when he was at his peak, he was the best thing we've ever seen. But we haven't really seen him pitch consistently until this year. And I just am not buying it until like I got to see some more of it. And I just don't think that he's going to fill the longevity criteria that it would take to be a Hall of Famer. All right. Future Hall of Famer, swiping right or swiping left here, Cenk. Ronald Acuna Jr.
I'm super liking. I'm swiping up. Wow. Ronnie Rockets. And I will not use the forbidden E word. If you guys can look at the show, you'll know what it is. Drew, you absolutely know what it is. He hits nukes. He steals bases. He plays with the kind of swag that makes kids switch from football to baseball. He's not just the MVP. He's a culture shift. All right, this guy is must-watch TV at all times. If injuries don't slow him down, that 40-70 season in 23 is the kind of thing that you can expect from this guy. He is a Cooperstown shoe-in. That's all I'm saying. Fernando Tatis, you swiping right or swiping left?
I'm swiping left. He passes the eye test, but does he pass the drug test? I think with him, obviously the talent's there. It's been a weird career for him. He came in the league and he was just the hottest thing ever. I mean, the first 3 years of his career, 969 OPS, 937 OPS, 975 OPS with 42 jacks. Then PEDs, that Profar pack he had on. That horse tranquilizer, the beaver tranquilizer, if you know what I'm saying. Yeah, I think he was on that stuff. And then since then, we haven't seen that level of hitting. 257 batting average, 276, 259 this year. His highest OPS since the PED suspension is 833. So it's a different hitter. But what he's done is turn into literally the best defensive right fielder in all of baseball. So I think he has the talent and capability. And again, guys, he's 26 years old. He's accumulated 25 WAR by the time he's 26. Like, this is a Hall of Fame talent. It's just, if our Lord and Savior Barry Lamar Bonds doesn't get in and you're going to let in Fernando Tatis, we got to have a little discussion. So that's why I'm swiping left there. All right. Salvador Perez.
One second. Here, before I get absolutely ripped up in the comments, and hopefully our producers can help us out on this. I just said Acuna had a 70 home run season. All right. I just want to go back and
I didn't even catch that.
I did. I said 40-70. I meant to say this guy is going to be a consistent 40-40 guy. So don't rip me up out there, boys. All right.
Yep. Or please do. Just hit the follow button and we're cool, baby.
Hit that notification bell and we're
fine. Hit that and we cool, baby. But all right. Hit me with this. Salvi Perez, you swiping right, you swiping left. What do you think?
I am swiping left on Salvi. He's one of the worst pitch framers in the StatCast era. He's got a career OBP just a tick over 300. And yeah, like the 48 home run season, it was awesome, right? Yeah. Kyle Raleigh is probably going to break that this year. He's on
crazy. Base.
You absolutely annihilate that. And that one monster year doesn't make up for 12 average ones. Like he's got all these accolades, right? And Drew, you and I were talking about it when the newer metrics came out, when the new technology came out, we really figured out what kind of player he was. And I just don't think that's Hall of Fame worthy, in my opinion. Chris Sale, you swiping right or you swiping left?
I'm super liking him, bro. And I know it's a weird one because he has like a story of like two different careers. The first one is no question Hall of Fame. We're talking seven straight seasons where he's top six in the Cy Young vote. Just absolute dominance, pitching 200 innings pretty much every year, having like an 11 K per nine and just completely just annihilating hitters. I mean, you're talking strikeout seasons, 270, 308, just K-ing people left and right. Never won that Cy Young there, but then obviously he gets hurt. And then if the career ends there, yeah, he's not a Hall of Famer, but he comes back has a couple iffy years with Boston, wins the World Series, but still a lot of injuries, only had 102 innings once, but then goes to Atlanta, wins the freaking Cy Young at age 35. And then what's he doing this year? 89 innings pitched, 2.52 ERA. So like, if he can continue another couple years of this type of like dominance, he's going to be, I think, a shoe-in Hall of Famer. He's got a 55 WAR right now. He's still dominant, even at this later age. Like, he's dominant, man. He's 36, but could you tell me that he's washed? Hell no. I thought it maybe for a bit that his injury bug was too big, but he's kind of proven like last year that it ain't over yet. And that's where I'm super liking. I know I said power swipe right earlier. I'm learning more about Tinder every day. Obviously, 8 years out, I got to learn my cues back in there. But I like Chris Sale as a Hall of Famer, man. All right, we're moving on to the did you know? I bet you didn't know. Did you know or didn't you? You might not have. Did you know in the year 1998? What a great year. Summer of ball right there. There's a lot of good swinging happening there. We're not talking about swinging. We're talking about swiping here, not Tinder swiping. We're talking about bag swiping. The Toronto Blue Jays as a team had 55 stolen bases in the year 1998. Ricky Henderson at age 39 had 66 stolen bases that season, leading the entire major leagues. So you might think like maybe that happens, right? That's happened before. Not quite. You want to hear the list of the list of the 39 or older players with stolen bases that were close to that. So Ricky that year at 39 had the most ever by a 39-year-old, surprisingly, with 66. The second place person, Ricky Henderson with 37 at age 40. The third place at age 41, Ricky Henderson, 36. Then the only other person in this list that's not named Ricky Henderson, Lou Brock at 39, had 35. He almost had double the next highest. And the craziest part about that, Cenk, this was his eighth most stolen bases that he had in a single season. Not even close to like a career high. I'm going to list you some of these other seasons. 100, 130, 108, 66, 80, 87, 93, 77. Those are the other seasons. This is something some people just need to remember how insane Ricky Henderson was. Rest in peace, that guy. But did you know that? I doubt you did.
Run, Ricky, run.
What's that?
Run, Ricky, run.
Run, Ricky, run. Dude, what my favorite Ricky Henderson quote of all time. I don't know if you've heard this. He's like, I hope I can get it right, but he was like, everybody's talking about John 3:16. Ricky's hitting 330. come on, man. Ricky hitting 330.
Speaking in third person solidifies him as a GOAT.
Dude, the best. The best. RIP, Ricky. All right, now we're diving into the deep dives of the show. This is the All-Star Snubs edition, the deep dive. Who do you think, Cenk, has been the biggest All-Star snub so far?
I'm going with Trey Turner. He's not loud. He's not flashy on Twitter, but the dude is a machine. 20-plus steals, phenomenal defense, and an OPS over 800. He's a glue guy for the Phillies. And unfortunately, he didn't make the All-Star team. I think that it makes zero sense for how consistent this guy has been and how good he's been. What do you think about that, man?
I think, dude, Trey Turner, he's been good. He's been it's a tough one. Because there's just a lot of star-studded names in the All-Star game. Every time that we talk about snubs, it always comes back to, that guy, he was going to make it. Somebody's got to not make it. But yeah, dude, he's been elite defensively, and he's got like a 120 OPS plus. So he's hitting really well. It's just, is he going to be able to beat the starting shortstop? And that's tough. I know Ellie De La Cruz would be the other guy that you might want to take out, but I think that's tough to take Ellie out. It's a popularity vote. Ellie is popular.
Yeah, not good for him.
Yeah, and for me, I think the biggest snub that I think, so there's a few big names that hit me, but it's got to be Juan Soto. Ronald Acuña Jr., I know we're talking him potentially being that future Hall of Famer, which I definitely agree, but he's played in 40 games this year. That's half the games. I don't think you should be the All-Star starter when you're playing half of the games of the year. And I get it's a popularity vote, but I just don't think that that's the deserved starter out there, especially. And I know Juan Soto's caught some heat even on the show from my boy Cenk there that was saying, you know, that the contract was bad because obviously he was not hustling. There was a lot of bad blood around him, but now guys, he's
bad
got
teammate, a bad teammate.
bad teammate. It looked like some bad stuff was going on there. But guys, so Acuna is a starter. Tatis made the game, and again, we talked about him too. He's great defensively, but his OPS is sub 800, which is still really good. But Juan Soto's is 900. Kyle Stowers, I know you have to have a team representative. Don't get me started on team representatives. Don't get me started. But he's a great player, future star. Numbers aren't close. Juan Soto, he's leading the league in walks, and he will again, just because he's that guy. He's got 21 jacks, 904 OPS, eighth in MLB. Not just the NL, the MLB and WRC+. That's a giant snub. I just do not like that one.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. This, in my opinion, is the biggest snub. This one's going to hit home for you, man. Seiya Suzuki, the RBI king, and he got left off. It's an actual horror story. Listen to this. He leads the MLB with 77 RBI.
Shut up, bro. Shut up, bro.
And he hit 25 home runs. Come on. What's going on here? That's even more than Kyle Schwarber. And he snuck a spot at DH. But come on, man. Seiya Suzuki is having the year of his life. He's so productive for a team that's absolutely crushing it right now. Absolute snub. One thing that I did really love is what he had to say about not being selected in the All-Star game. And of course he said that he was joking, but he's like, I got plans. And then he's like joking after that. But that's a good attitude. That's how you know he's a good clubhouse guy. He doesn't take anything to heart, and he's going to continue having a great, great season.
No, I agree, man. I mean, Seiya's been, as a huge Cubs fan, Seiya's been just such a big, important part of that lineup. He's completely transformed himself as a player. He's been typically a guy that takes walks, and he's had OBPs around 350 pretty much his whole career. This year, he was like, I'm not walking, I'm slugging. And he's been bopping. I mean, he's already got his career high in home runs. Career high home runs and RBIs, and it's July 8th. You know, he's got a lot more time, and he's just going absolutely crazy. So it does suck, because I hate to see it. There's a lot of great candidates, so it's tough to be like, oh, who shouldn't make it? But just like I said, don't get me started on the team representative. The all-stars should be there. It's not like if you got a team, sorry, Rockies, sorry, Marlins. If you got a team that's sorry, you shouldn't. There's probably a lot of sorry players. And that's tough, but it's just like, you should not be having an all-star just because your team has 20 wins and your team just needs to have a representative. If the best players should be in the all-star game, rant over. Sorry, that's on me. But I'll tell you another Cub, and we're just Cub naming, but one more snub that hits me is Michael Busch. He's fifth in all of baseball in WRC plus, and he's got an OPS plus of 171. Is that good? That's 70% league average. He's one of the top hitters in baseball. He's pretty much platooning. He's been hitting more against lefties recently and actually slugging a little bit. But he's the position leader at first base in WRC plus and in OPS plus, and he's not even a reserve. So, and I get he's like the fourth best player on the Cubs. So it's just kind of like, would he be an all-star? But to me, that looks like an all-star.
2-year Cubbies got snubbed, man.
Yeah, dude, there's, I've got some words. I've got some words. Don't get me started on Nico Horner. He's got the best war of any second baseman in the entire major leagues, not just the NL, entire major leagues. And he's going to be at home, but don't get me started. Now let's bring this to league leaders. I've been yapping. That's on me. Hand up. I've been having fun. Jenk, we're having a good time. But I'm going to hit you with some league leaders. I'm going to try to rip through these guys. Try not to yap too much. My problem, I love to yap. All right, guys, we're going to start in the American League. The batting average, Aaron Judge, 360. Home runs, Cal Raleigh has 35. RBIs, people. Aaron Judge and Cal Raleigh. Ever heard of those guys? They're both at 74 right now. OPS, Aaron Judge has a 1.202. Holy shit. Stolen bases, Jose Caballero, previously mentioned in the show, also gets caught stealing apparently, but 31 stolen bags. Moving on to pitchers, Max Fried has 11 dubs. ERA leader is Hunter Brown with a 1.82. Whip leader is Tarek Skubal, also pretty dang good. Hope he starts in the All-Star game, because he should. Strikeouts, Garrett Crochet, 151, and saves down in Houston, Josh Hader with 25. Moving on to the National League, we have batting average. It's a catcher, Will Smith, the Fresh Prince. Not that one, the catcher. He's batting 332, home runs. Shohei Ohtani, also, ever heard of him? RBIs, Seiya Suzuki with 77 ribbies previously mentioned. OPS, could you guess? Shohei again with that .991, also pretty dang good. It's crazy to think that a 1.202 is in the American League. Wow, Aaron Judge is good. Stolen bases, O'Neal Cruz, also previously mentioned, is the stolen base leader with 28, but not the on the most caught stealing, by the way. Pitchers, Freddy Peralta has 10 dubs. ERA leader is Paul Skenes. I think it's Paul Skenes, 194. Whip leader, Zach Wheeler, 0.84. Strikeouts, also Zach Wheeler, 148. Is that a Cy Young over Paul Skenes? Just might be. And saves, Robert Suarez has 25. Any thoughts there, Jake? Anything stick out to you?
Nothing really sticks out to me, but being one of your really, really good friends, I really like to stick it to you sometimes. And I just want to revisit the Cubs.
Hit me.
For a little bit. Since 1933, there's only been one player who's had 25 home runs, 75 RBIs at the All-Star break and didn't make the All-Star team. The other guy? Hank Greenberg, 1935.
My favorite Tiger, Hank Greenberg. I got the jersey in the back.
I just wanted to sing a little bit for you. I just wanted you to know how good Say was doing, and he's not getting his fair share.
Yeah, eat shit, Jake. All right. Thank you to all the Baseballer Show fam out there listening in. Seriously, we appreciate you guys. We should have a lot of new listeners. We had a sick, sick interview. Take a look at it, guys. We had it with Prince Fielder. Some great content that came out of that. Check it out on Instagram, YouTube, all of the social medias. But make sure you're turning on the notifications on Spotify. Give us a follow, guys. I want you guys to keep hearing this ball yapping we have going on, and so you can keep tuning in. But tune in next week, guys, to chat more about some ball with your boys. Peace.